What was going through your mind when you smashed that crocodile in the face with a fry pan? What was going on?
Well, I had to. I had 20 people that were about to leave and get back to the helicopters. As you may know, this is a very popular part of the heli pop crawls and heli fishing and all that sort of stuff. And then Casey had decided, well, couldn't get down to her normal spot, so she laid very close to the track. So I just stood between the track and her, like I'd done a couple of times here recently. But that day, she decided to have a go at me. And it happened so quick, you don't have time to think. You just do what you have to do. But there's a good end to all of this, Joe. This is what I'm really, I'm happy this morning. I'm really happy this morning because Matt Wright, a croc wrangler, came out yesterday afternoon and got rid of Fred, the troublesome young fella that had taken Casey's spot down the front. She can now go back there. And all this problem is all one done with. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, that's a good... Well, I thought you were going to say the good news story is you didn't get eaten by the crocodile. I guess that's...
Oh, no. Come on, Casey. She's cute, mate. She's my favourite croc. She has a lovely smile. She's really fair income, dude.
She was going to take your arm off, Kay.
So what?
That's all right. All right, so yeah. You had the fry pan with you. Were you up cooking some bacon and eggs at the time?
No. It was one of these non-stick frying pans that were beginning to stick. Mm-hmm. So when they do that, I usually pull the handle on off them and stick them under one of the big pot plants so that watering can last for a couple of days longer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just hadn't got to pull the handle off, so it was just sitting there. And, yeah, that was it, nice and simple.
And is this the first time that Casey's tried to attack you?
15, 16 years ago, I used to go down and hand feed her. She was somewhat smaller then.
Yes.
And that worked fine for a couple of years. But then one night she decided to, yeah, same thing. But I carried her food down in a frying pan. And so I just lifted the frying pan, food went out, and then I slapped it down on her nose. And
and it took her 15 or 16 years to try again.
Yeah, that's right.
So the frying pan is obviously your crocodile weapon of choice there, King Kai.
Absolutely. Mm. Listen, it has a big surface, and when the croc moves its head, it moves bloody fast.
Yes.
There is no, like, it just swings its head around like anything. So from you start to a downswing till you make point or contact, you've got to be lucky to get to some, really, just about. They are so fast, unbelievably
yeah,
fast.
Yeah. Well, is this the same crocodile that ate your dog last year?
About 4 years ago.
Oh, a couple of years ago, yeah. I think that video was still going around of your little dog that would try and round up the crocodile and then the crocodile actually. Yeah. So it was Casey who got the little white
dog.
Yeah,
that was Casey. Oh. But that wasn't Casey's fault. I may be a bit defensive of Casey, but it wasn't Casey's fault. But an 8-kilo dog should not attack 300-kilo crocodile. Let's be fair, eh?
It is true. But what about a 65-year-old bloke with a fry pan? That's okay? 65 yeah, kilos, sorry.
A frying pan's a good weapon.
Tell me about Fred. So you mentioned Fred. Fred's making trouble. Matt Wright's gone and picked Fred up.
Yeah, Fred. About 15, 16, 17 years ago, during a bit of a flood one year, I saw a little croc sitting in the water while we were walking on the walkway. There was still water below the walkway. So I just saw this little croc out there, went and caught a bit of a dog roll and chucked out to him. And he came back the following day and several times more, sort of over the next few weeks. And then worked out that in the dry season he could come in, but not when Casey's there, because it's Casey who has a right of place there and down the front where it's easy to climb up and sit there. And it's far enough away for everybody, and she can get in the water in a split second. Well, where the dog was taken there before, last time. That's Stanley, that was her spot. But now Fred has grown from being a little... Oh, just over a metre long, to now at 3.5 metres. And he's bigger than Casey, so he chased her away.
Yeah.
And Casey still wants her snack like she's used to, so we just think it's totally fair.
Should you maybe stop feeding them dog meat to discourage them from coming to visit you, Kay?
I've been feeding him bowel frames.
Cow? Did you say cow frames?
Bowel frames.
Okay.
Yeah, that's marginally better.
And
just chopped up into small pieces. Crocodiles don't eat very much.
Yeah.
I was talking yesterday to the senior wildlife officer about it because, I never thought about it that you're not allowed to feed wildlife.
Mm.
But Simon told me I couldn't. But I, like all the jumping croc crews get here, but they get a special permit. And can I get one of them? I asked. He said, yeah, we should be able to get that organized. So
okay.
I think all of this will just get nicely quiet, forgotten about in a little while.
Except the video is so sensational, and you can see it on the ABC Darwin socials.
Yeah, well, I have the video here, obviously. So, yeah. No, but Joe, it looks dramatic. And if you're not used to dealing with crocodile, it probably looks at it. But they're all right.
They're all right. Nearly got eaten by a crocodile, Kai. Thank you very much for your time, mate. See ya.
No worries. Bye,
see ya. King Kai, one of the many colourful characters that you get in the Top End. And go and check out the text here. Long live the king, says Joel. Okay. Yeah, well, maybe he'll live long. Who knows? With the crocodile obviously encroaching on his territory. So if you want to go and check out the video, it is quite sensational. You can see it on the ABC Darwin socials.